Back to Bob.
Life is a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yep, the nutty chocolate one in the Joy 620 box.
From Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM and 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. We're taking you through the thunderstorms. Please be careful out there, right? Lights on low beam.
Low beam and just travel safe distances, guys. There's puddles out there.
Yeah, you've got some hydroplaning going on. Be careful. Be mindful, all that good stuff.
Take your time.
Yeah, if you heard Pete Michaels, he's only done this for 44 years.
He might know a little bit of something.
You might want to go ahead and leave a few minutes early.
Yep.
It's okay.
Might be a good idea.
It's not going to hurt you to leave a few minutes early. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to have another bagel. No, you don't. Starve, it's good for you. Mm. It's my theme this week.
There you go.
Starve, me matey. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. How's everything going in Dr. Toddland?
It's okay, but it's really early still.
Yeah, and you came through the rain, and it was really storming when you were driving.
I was trying to listen to the radio show, and I couldn't hear anything because the rain was banging down so much on the car.
On the lid and the hood and everything else. Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. We understand that in the United Kingdom at this hour, Boris Johnson is contemplating resigning. He's agreed to resign.
Oh, really?
So there's some, in part of his cabinet for the fellow, I don't know the fellow's name, that he elevated to another position, but the fellow that he was going to elevate to another position in the Conservative Party, guilty of some sexual liaisons and this, that. How many times do we have to hear this record?
Man, it's never ending.
Guys, when are you going to learn?
Yep.
I mean, you could say, well, they did that. Yes, there's witch hunts, but when they find something, and they find something substantive, it's on you, dude.
It is what it is.
It is what you did.
That's right.
So Boris Johnson got caught up in that, plus there were some other ethics scandals they claim, and I don't know all the details of that. That's over there in the old country.
Mm-hmm.
But as Prime Minister of England, he may be resigning any moment now or may have already done it. Don't know. I don't see a crawler crawling across the screen at this point, so I would assume that he's not done that yet. But Fox News was reporting earlier this morning, about 2 hours ago, that he has, in principle, agreed to resign.
Okay.
We don't know if he gets to stay on till the fall, which is what some people were saying. They're going to do a special election in England then.
Okay.
Or if he's going to have to go now. So,
okay.
All right, there you are. From Joy 620 WRJZ, integrity, accountability.
We're all for that.
You know, have other people look at you. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been talking about Ken Sparks this week.
Yeah.
How's your heart? How's your heart, Bob? He would poke you in the chest with those fingers.
Mm-hmm.
How's your heart, Bob? I was talking to Jeff Joslin, who also played for him.
I remember him.
Great guy.
Played at Farragut also.
Yes, he did. And I was also talking to Mark Isom, who was an All-American there from Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You know, this documentary that's going around, it's going to be How's Your Heart? Or there's also going to be a movie.
Okay.
So it's not just a documentary. It's also a movie. And we're taking steps to try to work out ways to show it here in Knoxville. So
that's really cool.
Pray for us as we take the next step. Make sure we get in the right place and do the right thing at the right time, you know, and where people could do it. All right. So on one of the days that I'm off in August, which should be a Thursday.
Okay.
I guess it's Thursday, August 11th. Alan Williams is going to be your host with you. So I figure if I could put you two together because, you know.
Well, Alan and I get along really well. He's a good dude.
And he needs psychoanalysis. It's good for him.
Hey, there's some things I can't fix, brother.
Well,
no, he's a good guy. He really is.
He's easier to fix than I am.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He's child's play compared to you, Bob.
See there? I've already toughened you up for the hardest stuff. 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock in the rain and the storms. And it is pouring down. Please be careful. It's time for Time Capsule.
The time.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, July 7th is here. 188th day of the year, 177 days remaining. We're past that halfway point, 170 days till Christmas, by the way. And I was asking a question.
Okay.
Why does Hallmark do so well showing Christmas movies in July?
Okay. That's a good question.
So I want you to think on that.
Right.
And then toward the bottom of the hour after the news.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of come up with postulating some theories.
Wow. You asked tough stuff this morning, brother.
You know, because you're capable.
Oh, well, that's good.
See, it occurred to me earlier.
Stretching me, Bob.
Doc, I have not challenged you.
That's what it is, yeah.
I put this stuff that's child's play in front
that's
of
right.
you.
That's right, yeah.
And you knock it out of the park every time. Right. I've got to make you scratch that there bald head of yours.
Okay, yeah, boy, you
that's
have got me going.
That's what I'm going to do. Why does Hallmark benefit so well from playing Christmas movies in July when it's dog days?
It is dog days.
I mean, did you step outside and breathe yesterday before the storms came?
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah,
like you were scuba diving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good
in
way
a
to
sauna.
It.
I'm scuba diving in a sauna, except there's tons of humidity, like mm-hmm. a steam bath.
Mm-hmm.
6/12 was on this date in 1949 on ABC Radio.
Okay.
Jack Webb's Dragnet first premiered on the radio on this date in 1949.
The story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It was NBC Radio, by the way. Huh. So that's what it sounded like on radio.
Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime, investigated and solved by the men who unrelentingly stand watch on the security of your home, your family, and your life.
Yeah.
For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case from official police files.
Yes, sir.
From beginning to end, from crime to punishment. This is the story of your police force in action. Dragnet.
Dragnet. Are you kidding? Wow. It's Joe Friday walking down the hallway.
It was Tuesday, March 25th. It was cold in Los Angeles. We were working the night watch out of homicide.
Wow. Joy 620 WRJZ. That's a little trip mm-hmm. down memory lane. But I don't remember that at all. Anyway. Because it was always dun-da-dun-da, but not radio.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Memphis disc jockey Dewey Phillips was one of the first people to ever play an Elvis record. It was 1954. That's All Right, Mama was recorded on the other side of Blue Moon in Kentucky.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
And this is for
right,
his mama.
Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
It was a show called Red Hot and Blues from the mezzanine of the Chiska Hotel, WHBQ. Man. It'd be cool to have a radio station inside a hotel. Spin records, man. Wowzers. Phillips played the song 14 times. Later that night, Presley himself appeared at the hotel for an interview with Mr. Phillips. How about that?
That is cool.
On this date in 1981, Ronald Reagan was nominated Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
One of the great ones of the Supreme Court to ever wear the robe, Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman. No, not by a conservative. Yes, by a conservative. Because why? She was the best one.
Yeah, imagine that. She was the most qualified candidate.
She was the most qualified candidate. That's why.
How about that?
2008, on this date, European Union nations gave their approval to a French-drafted pact. Listen to this.
Okay.
2008. The pact was calling for the tightening of immigration and asylum rules across all the 27 nations.
Okay.
They've been overrun since then. It didn't work. I mean, they passed it. Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything about it. Anyway. Leroy Robert Satchel Paige was born on this date in 1906.
Yeah.
Baseball Hall of Famer, pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
World Series 1948. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Ford, Iris Colleen Summers, singer with Les Paul, was born on this date in 1924. Mary Ford was in Vio Con Dios. She also had a hit with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise and How High the Moon.
Okay.
On this date in 1927, Charlie Lovin was born. The great Charlie Lovin, country singer. I Don't Love You Anymore. Sung with brother Ira Lovin.
I don't love you anymore. Not the way I did before.
Charlie Lovin's name was actually Charlie Loudermilk.
I think I'd go with Lovin.
I'd go with Lovin. Lovin spelled L-O-U-V-I-N.
Cry and walk the floor.
It's a big happy birthday today. Born on the very same day as Charlie Lovin, the great Doc Carl Severinsen, who is now 95 today.
Oh, he's still with us.
He's still with us. Has lived up in Blount County. Part of his life, yeah. On the Tonight Show Orchestra, the Doc Severson Band. Also played with Charlie Burnett, Tommy Dorsey. Boy, I tell you what. Owner of the Trumpet Factory, Doc Severson. There he is, right there.
Mm-hmm.
95. Wow. This next one once got a record in his mailbox that was his own record.
Okay.
The former Beatle had a record stamped Ognar Rats.
Mm, good old Ognar.
Ognar Rats, Ringo Starr. They accidentally spelled it backwards. He's 82 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Ognar Rats, Richard Starkey, Ringo Starr. There's a single after the Beatles.
And you're mine, all mine.
He once did a comedy bit, too, where he said, I'll take a Margarita and a cup of coffee for my wife. She's drunk, you know. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Traffic and weather together coming up shortly at Joy 620 WRJZ.
You're my baby. You're my pet.
The Bob Bell Show.
About to start right now.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Wow.
I'm strong to the finish. Popeye eats the spinach.
Oh, gosh,
the Sailor Man.
Happy birthday today goes out to the one and only Shelley Duvall. Shelley Duvall is 73 this morning. She played opposite of Popeye, the late great Robin Williams. When she took up the role of Olive Oil, she became Olive Oil.
Yeah, she's really good. I think she's had some mental health problems, by the way.
Has she really?
Yeah.
Brewster McCloud is another thing she starred in. The Shining.
Of course.
Annie Hall. And much,
she was
much
in
more.
Annie Hall also?
She was in Annie Hall and Roxanne.
Okay.
Shelley Duvall, 73. Joe Spano, actor from Hill Street Blues, is 76 this morning on Joy 620, WRJZ. Also, David Hodo, singer with a group, yes. The Village People, ladies and gentlemen. Get your hand motions ready.
That's right.
There you go. Now, you know, and I know, that makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
It almost makes you feel like you're exercising a little bit.
Yeah.
David Hodo, 72. Joy 620, WRJZ. They also had a pretty good hit with In the Navy, I think, if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
1955 on this date. It is the 67th birthday of Joey Scarberry. Remember Joey Scarberry?
Yeah.
The greatest American hero, 67. Now, he looked like one of those guys that would stay forever young. But, you know, it's just a moment in time that you see them. Joey Scarberry, 67. Happy birthday, Joey. Happy birthday also to Jorge Fox, CSI Crime Scene Investigation. Georgia Fox, if you want to call her that, is 54 today. She was also in Missing Persons, ER, in the West Wing.
Okay.
Or Georgia Fox. 54. I'm trying to be accurate.
Yeah.
They call her Georgia or they call her Jorge? Okay. Spike it. I just thought it was supposed to be. That's what you get for overthinking, isn't it? Right, Dave? It's what I get. Lisa Leslie, basketball player with the Olympics way back when, turns 50 today.
Okay.
Gold medalist from Atlanta and Sydney, Atlanta 1976, Sydney in 2000. So, Lisa, happy birthday to you. Michelle Kwan, another great Olympic figure skater, 42 today. Beautiful person.
Yeah.
And also, happy birthday to Juliana Gill from Glory Daze, D-A-Z-E, turning 35 this morning. She also starred in the 2009 version of Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay.
Understand. Juliana Gill. Also, My Super Psycho. Sweet 16. A movie called Underemployed.
There you go.
Bad Samaritans. I didn't know there was such a thing. She's 35 today. On the celebrity birthday list here, Joy 620, WRJZ. So, you know, we're going to try to attack this and figure out, you know, why is it that Hallmark gets really good. It, you know, if you've got a theory, listener, mm-hmm.
we'd
love
to hear it.
Absolutely.
Seriously, because I haven't got a clue.
Why does Christmas movies do so well at this time of year? We could ask Tanya Stout Brown, too. She's in hibernation.
Okay.
When the temperature gets over 85 degrees, she does not emerge.
I got you.
Hardly ever. I mean, she'll go out with her husband occasionally. That's about it. But she rarely leaves the domicile of either, you know, her day job, which is Covenant, and also here. But she's inside. When it comes to be September, she starts pining for pumpkin spice. When it's October, she's in full screen. When it's November, she's just in glory. And when it's December, watch out. That girl's...
She's all over.
Yeah, December, January, February, that is her time of the year. But when it comes to these dog days of summer, she don't like it. Now, I like it much better than I used to because it makes my old bones feel good. And my joints and, you know, the muscles kind of warm up better. And when I'm out doing things, you know, you feel productive. Like, I'm finally going to have to mow here soon now that we have some rain.
Yeah.
But be careful through the rain showers, thunderstorms. They mostly have sifted down from out of Granger County and Jefferson County and fallen down into Knox County. A huge line, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably come and go. So you may see some more pop up this afternoon. It's just that time of year. There's about somewhere between a 60 and 70% chance of continuing thunder showers off and on today.
Okay.
But in between, you know how it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Muggy. But why do Christmas movies fare so well? And Hallmark does well this time of year. You know, here's some thoughts. Is it because nobody else is doing it? Is it because you're hot and it helps you feel cool? Is it because it's dog days and apparently boring and school's not started back yet and you're getting into a time of year that's always celebratory and bright?
Sure.
Is it because none of the actors ever have a smudge on their makeup? Is it because none of the actors, I mean, you don't even see a car mechanic in those things that has dirty nails.
That's true.
They're perfectly clean.
I also love, not just with those movies, but any movie, how come, like when there's like a detective show or something, the lead detective or whichever is the man or woman are like 25 years old, stunningly gorgeous, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, good looking people.
And you know they've probably been out of school in real life about 2 years.
Yes.
But they are over entire departments of Detroit Metropolitan Police or whatever.
They seem to have all this world wisdom.
Exactly. And it's kind of like, where'd they get that? I don't think that works.
From the script.
That's exactly where they got it from. From the imagination of the script writers.
Well, part of it is you have to look the part.
You really do.
This is why they haven't called me yet.
I was about to say, you and I are on radio for a reason, brother.
I could be the old mean guy sitting at the desk, you know, at an old newspaper.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what a newspaper is anymore.
That's correct.
I'm not sure I do either.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Somebody was saying yesterday that most of the kids growing up today have no idea what a Sylvester Stallone is. They don't. They don't know what Rocky is unless they just happen to catch a few movies here and there.
Adrian.
Hey, look, if you want to know.
6 years I've been coming here. I come.
If you want to know an actor who can look the part of a good captain.
Who's that?
Bernie Hamilton, Captain Dobie of Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, I think so.
He was the man.
The quintessential.
He was tough, but he was fair.
But you know, I like the guy on Monk.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw him. That played the
killer on Silence of the Lambs, too.
He did. But he was a good lieutenant, captain, something or other. I don't know what he was, but he was good. And he was older.
Right.
And he had some life experience, and he had to deal with Monk.
Mm-hmm.
Monk's a great character.
Oh, one of my favorites, of course, of all time, as you can imagine,
for
obvious reasons.
We could sit there and write a book on the monks we've met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're everywhere, and there's a little bit in me, probably.
Oh, we had a next-door neighbor that was kind of like our monk.
Yeah, don't change my homeostasis, please. Mm-hmm. 6:30 at Joy 620, brought to you by LB Chase. It's the news coming up in a few moments with the aforementioned great Tanya Stout Brown, the award winner. Plus, Bob's Big Breakfast is on the way, featuring Dr. Rocky Ramsey.
The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
Here we go, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, and the great one, Todd Harden, Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. You know, in Sevier County, it's at 99.5 and all over the world at WRJZ.com. Hello, everybody. Good to have you here.
I saw a werewolf for the Chinese menu in his...
I did. So what's that bear on your...
The Chicago Cubs, my second favorite model.
The Cubbies. Are they having a rough time, too?
Oh, yeah. Not as bad as the Reds, but pretty bad.
So we don't do betting around here, praise God. But if you're a betting person, don't be betting on what...
Don't put your money on it.
Anything that he likes right now, don't put your money on it.
Go the opposite direction. You'll be fine.
Cincinnati Reds are having a, fun time.
Terrible. I think they're going to give us the call up probably by the weekend, Bob. So you and I'll be. They have to figure out what position we'll play.
Todd, are you ready?
Yes, available.
We need something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we were talking about the idea of moods and why.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas movies play so well in July, especially Hallmark, and Hallmark has made a living off of it. Now, listen, they put a lot of money into it, and the fact that they sell a lot of cards and greeting cards and things like that. I got that. But people do watch them.
Okay.
And I was watching a portion of a Hallmark movie the other day, and the actors were just flawless-looking people.
Of course.
What disturbed me, though, is there were a lot of guys, some of them were a little bit older, that had colored their hair.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really apparent.
Okay, that's the other thing that's bugging me, and I don't want to sidetrack our little segment here.
Yeah.
But the idea of guys mine and your age are older.
Yes.
Okay, that are famous, Mel Gibson's, whoever.
Yes.
And the love interest is like our daughter's age.
Yes.
And everybody looks at it like, oh, that's normal.
It is in Hollywood, but it's not good.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
There's a generational difference you can't overcome. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I saw something on a Facebook page somewhere, and it's not one of my friends, it's just somebody was showing... That you had this guy that was 76 and he married a girl that was 21.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they just want to build a future together. that's what it was all about.
And he was, a nice looking chap for 76 and kept himself well.
Yeah.
But she was 21.
Yeah.
And she looked 21.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
it's called daddy issues, Bob.
Okay, see, that's where I'm going. All right, that's off the subject, but it's all a part. Why we do the things we do is part of what we talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, Dr. Tim Clinton's been a guest on Family Talk several times
over
the last several days at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good dude.
With Dr. Jim Dobson. So
taught me a lot.
Yeah, and just some simple observations that he makes and has a key for writing down.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage you to get the book. So why do you think that happens? Why do you think that we want to see Christmas movies, or somebody does, this time of year?
The only thing, since I've had such a long time to prepare for this, of course, since you gave me the heads up, 5 minutes ago?
That's about right.
Could it be that there's a connection between family and the holidays? And what I'm getting at here is, in the middle of July, you're in the dog, before the dog days of summer, but the kids are home, so on and so forth, and people are together, cookouts. And so maybe there's an association being made with family togetherness and fellowship, as well as with, of course, that's what the holidays are all about.
Right.
So I'm wondering if that's some sort of connection going on there between family connectivity and being together and then just associating it with the holidays. So therefore it's like, oh, yeah, how cool. Let's watch Christmas Vacation or whatever.
So I was watching this Christmas movie for about 10 minutes is about all I could take.
Yeah, of course.
On Hallmark.
Yeah.
It was the lady who played Jill on Home Improvement. Yeah. Patricia, I can't remember her last name.
Not Heaton.
No, Patricia Heaton's on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, she's Raymond's wife.
But the lady who played Jill on Home Improvement was there. She was the key actress in this.
Mm-hmm.
She was the mom of the matriarch that kind of kept things together.
Mm-hmm.
And she had orchestrated some things. She was very smart, and she was the good person.
Mm-hmm.
She was a good character.
Mm-hmm.
And she's such a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
That the rest of them that were in their 20s and 30s that were not very good, she just made them. You know, you have so many of these younger people going, well, I just don't know what would happen if I were to start this business and leave my job in New York City. And then this woman, Jill, comes in and does her part, and she sounds like a real person. Saying a real line that a real person would say it the way a real person would say it.
Not like she makes them, the teleprompter box.
And she makes them sound awful because she's really good. She's a good actress.
That's hilarious, Bob.
And I said, now I must go and go grab the weed eater and trim something because that just made me mad.
Well, and on top of that, you also have such wonderful and unpredictable script writing.
Yeah, I mean, we all know the template there.
Yeah. That's a key term, template.
There's a template, and you lay that in, and there's some variations here and there. But there's always, too, little beautiful piles of snow here and there that never seem to melt or move.
Mm-hmm.
They look like plastic, because mm-hmm. they're probably plastic.
They probably are.
They look like they're, if you were to walk, and I did this not long ago, if you were to walk in part of Loudoun, for instance, mm-hmm. and in the downtown area of Loudoun, it looks like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, okay.
There's some neat little shops in there. Sure. Their downtown area has like been rebuilt mm-hmm. and refurbished, and they put new fronts on it. It looks like you could make a little Hallmark
right.
movie there.
Right.
All you got to do is throw some fake snow on the sidewalk You're here and there.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Didn't matter if it's June or not.
Right.
One wonders at what time of the year a lot of these Hallmark movies are made.
Mm-hmm.
It probably doesn't take long to make them.
I would imagine not. And
Cause,
well, because
they crank out a ton
lines
of them.
Right.
Yeah.
They got to read those idiot cards well.
And so, but I was watching these two young men, good looking fellows,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. Perfect hair and perfect everything. Perfect teeth. Boy, the white teeth. Mercy sakes alive. The men and women that. And the women, their makeup is always like spot on.
Oh yeah,
and it's way too much. It looks like a Fox News anchor went over to Hallmark and made a movie. That's what it looks. Looks like one of the women from Outnumbered.
Yeah,
took off over there and made a movie. Right, it's just like, and they're saying every word very distinctly,
yes,
just like
are.
This. And then the lady who plays Jill on
yeah.
Home Improvement just utters a line and just like, wow, that's brilliant.
I heard a story relayed by Burt Reynolds one time. Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood were on some movie together. Or
oh,
a
my
show.
Word. Wouldn't you like to be a wall on
right,
that?
But they both got fired.
Oh, dear.
So they're walking off the lot, and Reynolds looks over at Eastwood, and well, the reasons they got fired
uh-huh.
was that Eastwood had an Adam's apple was too protruding.
Too much like a boy.
Exactly. And Reynolds couldn't act.
And well,
they're
yeah.
walking out, and Reynolds looks at him, and he laughs with that funny Burt Reynolds laugh, you know. And Eastwood's kind of like, what are you laughing at? And he says, well, I can always learn to act. I don't know what you're going to do.
What are you laughing at?
Right.
You feel lucky, punk?
That's right.
No, I mean, it's funny how that is. But even a Burt Reynolds could yeah. utter lines. Naturally, and sound good.
Right now.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And sound like he knows what he's doing and has some fun with it.
Oh.
You know.
Bad radio spots, not on this channel, of course, but on other channels where it's obvious they're reading.
Yeah. Yeah, we're experiencing some audio difficulty
Uh-oh.
Here. We're going to go to break and try to fix it up if we can. I don't know. Maybe there's a burnout. You may have to switch microphones. Did you bring me down, though, for a minute? No? Uh-oh. Oh, the devil's attacking our
yes.
our console.
Our prayer meeting.
Y'all, no, seriously, pray for us. Joy 620 WRJZ, that's better right there. Whatever mm-hmm. we're doing now is okay. But it's muggy out there. I think some of the thunderstorms have ceased for now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back and forth, so be careful right there. Joy 620 WRJZ, traffic and weather together coming up in a few moments. Brought to you in part by Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive.
What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, you gotta to be a genius.
And he shares it with you.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
Now it's time to analyze this.
Yes.
News and features about relationships between
yes.
parents, children,
yes.
spouses, employees, employers, friends dealing with grief.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Here's Bob Bell.
Yeah. I feel calm now.
Good.
Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. 99.5 in Sevier County and all over the world, WRJZ.com. Welcome in. It's now 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. And as Thursday mornings happen, we have Dr. Todd Harden with us, Grace Biblical Counseling, to help us analyze everything.
That's right. How do you feel about that, Bob?
And to speak in our nurturing voice. So
that's right.
Nurturing tones.
That's right. Gentleness, Bob. Gentleness.
So I've heard, and I'm working on my nurturing tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got friends around me who are helping me with this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, I tend to be a little harsh sometimes.
A little bit boisterous. That's okay.
And sometimes a little bit blunt. You know, it just depends. Sometimes that can be refreshing.
I was actually complimented by a new counselor yesterday who appreciated my bluntness. Apparently, I'm not as lovey-touchy-feely as I thought I was.
Good deal.
You know?
But they complimented you on that.
Yeah, she appreciated it. She wants somebody straight with her, so I did.
And is it more difficult sometimes with a female to just... I mean, I hate to sound sexist and misogynistic.
Not really. They're usually a little bit more reflective than the men that I work with.
Okay. And sometimes the guys that come there are like they were drugged there.
Well, yes.
Kicking and screaming.
Some of them have been drugged there, actually. or they either drugged there or been drugged so they would get there.
So they would get there.
Yeah.
I hear you. 6:54 at Joy 620. It's time for Say What?
As the 21st century began, the future was more civilized.
I wouldn't trust that thing in the bathtub.
But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction.
Have you not paid attention to what we've been talking about?
The English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly.
Dobby, I got me a regular Ben Hur down here. Doing 95 minimum.
Inner city slang.
So familiar. It's tripping me out. Maybe I've just, like, seen you on Instagram or something.
And various grunts.
Now, guess what's come back to Florida?
Tell me.
No, it wasn't Steve Spurrier.
Okay.
It was the giant African land snail.
Oh, my goodness.
Has returned to the Sunshine State, and the ecosystem last week's not going to put up with it after being eradicated back in 2021, just a year ago.
Yeah.
The news comes just days after the enormous python was pulled from the brush of the Florida Everglades last month.
Okay.
It's a snail.
It's a snail?
According to the Florida Department of Agriculture, they say that this giant African snail, commonly referred to as galls by invasive species aficionados, is native to East Africa, can grow up to 8 inches in length.
Oh, gross.
Roughly the size of an adult hand. It's getting grosser.
Yeah.
In late June, north of Tampa, a gardener in Pasco County spotted the African land snail, which is the first time it had been detected outside of South Florida just days later. It was confirmed the discovery of the snail in Newport Richey area, Pasco County, June 23rd. Pasco County is roughly 228 miles north of Miami-Dade County, in case you're wondering.
Wow.
They can be very dangerous to animals. I mean, they wrote like 5 pages on this. I'm not going to read it all. But...
My goodness. TLDR, is that what they say? Is what the kids say?
Yeah.
Too long, don't read. Unusual house for sale in Oklahoma. Drawing attention online. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Put that
Glad we're on radio.
Put that in the garbage.
Online due to its resemblance to the family's domicile from the classic cartoon series, The Jetsons.
Here's George Jetson.
Dun, 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 dun. It really is kind of cool. I looked a picture up on it here when you handed me this, and they're asking $415,000 for it.
$415,000?
Yes.
Jane, his wife?
It's probably 200 square feet, given the current market of what's going on in homes.
Does it come with a free restroll?
Restroll. I love that. No, but it does look pretty cool. It looks exactly like the Jetsons, so I'm not
quite like that.
So high up.
Does it have the kitchen that makes pills and the movie, full meals? A Florida teenager, here's another Florida one, has made an adventure out of the flooding that's gone on in his area. They've had a little tropical storm down there. And so what he's done is, this is where Florida and redneck get together.
Okay.
Which happens quite a bit. He tied a rope to the back of his daddy's truck and decided to go wakeboarding through the streets. Brett Holland, age 16, said, "Hey, Clem, looky here." He saw the flooding in the aftermath of Sunday's storms in Cape Coral and was reminded, Cape Coral, was reminded of a video he once saw on the internet, of course.
Of course.
So what he did is he tied the rope off to a bumper, and when he did, his father's truck, the wakeboarder behind the vehicle, his dad actually drove through the flooded streets. So dad's no more responsible than a 16-year-old.
There you have it. This is a really cool story that gives these guys practice, but it also shows that you know, some of our public servants, at least the overall focus those. Really nice. Uh-huh. Firefighters in Massachusetts, some of our first responder type folks, mm-hmm. Went diving in a river to recover a diamond ring dropped into the water by a visiting couple.
Uh-huh.
She had dropped it. She was at the Charles Gate Yacht Club, which you and I often visit when we're up that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. They have a reservation for you and for me.
That's exactly right. And we put our little blazers on and our little ascots and our little smoking jacket and all that stuff. In Cambridge with her husband, the ring ended up in the Charles River. The department's dive team and marine unit determined the water area did not seem hazardous, so they plunged right in, and within a few minutes they found it and returned it to the couple. Isn't that cool?
Hello, lovey. Give me my teddy bear.
Exactly.
My teddy bear up there.
Yes.
The Italian owner of the world's largest collection of Pepsi cans broke his Guinness World Record.
Hmm.
He's now verified, including 12,402 cans. It gives you something to do today.
Oh, my goodness. An Idaho zoo threw a birthday party for a black-handed spider monkey. How old do you think he was, Bob? Give us a guess.
Golly, I don't know how those 16.
Yeah, how old are you?
I am 59.
Okay, yep. It was older than you by a year. 60-year-old spider monkey.
You're kidding me.
No, it really was. You guessed exactly right.
Was he on a spider monkey walker?
I guess so. He was riding the Mr. Mac tortoise who just turned 100, though.
So that was his,
apparently.
That was his get around.
That was his buddy.
His hover around was a tortoise.
That was his transportation.
Oh, see, now that's good. 60-year-old spider monkey. Congratulations.
Yeah. Took care of himself.
We come back in a few moments. We've played this a couple of times this week. Please bear with us because it's worth repeating again. But I actually was thumbing through YouTube the other day because I heard somebody talk about it.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to look for this.
You just had to look.
It was a young lady who seemed slightly more intellectual than she was smart. That's a dangerous thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
Talking about certain types of Zen genders, and she came up with the cake gender. So I've got to play this for anyway, it's coming up in a few minutes after the news at Joy 620 WRJZ Knoxville. This newscast brought to you by Fox Toyota in Clinton. Fox News first, and then we'll have Tanya Stout-Brown with award-winning news right here at Joy 620. It's a sticky 70 degrees.